3, 2, 1. Good evening, and I trust that all of you had a tremendous holiday season, but it is time for us to get back to work. I trust that each of you took the opportunity to really feed and focus upon our LTMA impartation conference with our apostle, who is the founder of this school. I submit unto you that your lives can never and will never be the same, because you are a partaker of the apostolic grace that's upon his life. And that shows up in every area of ministry that God had called him to. For this session and this semester, we will be dealing with the book Moving in the Gifts of Revelation and Prophecy by Apostle Jonathan David. We will tonight cover the preface and chapter number 1, which is the introduction to this book. So let us begin.
The prophetic flow
is tapping into the supernatural dimensions.
Of the Holy Spirit.
In order for us to do this,
we must properly,
notice that word, we must properly, and the next two words, be trained
by apostolic fathers.
It is learning how to hear accurately
the voice of the Holy Spirit.
And it is also learning how to properly
respond to the voice of God,
which is the voice of the Son and the voice of the Spirit.
In the Old Testament,
Eli the prophet
had to properly train Samuel.
Now notice that word, Eli the prophet. He was the father of Samuel. He had to properly train Samuel
on how to tap into
the prophetic flow. Now, we define the prophetic flow as hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit. You listening?
Yes, sir.
It's entering into that supernatural realm where you can be not only born of the Spirit, but led by the Spirit. The scriptures teach us that for as many, Romans 8:14, for as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons and the daughters of God. You can't be led if you're not hearing. So Eli, being an apostolic father, had to teach Samuel, his spiritual son, train him how to listen to and hear the voice of God. Go ahead, daughter.
Eli, an apostolic father
who trained Samuel,
his son,
on how to hear
and respond
to the voice of God
or the voice of the Holy Spirit.
The scriptural references is 1 Samuel chapter number 3, verses 1 through 10. Now, I'm not going to read that. I'm going to ask you to take time to read it. But if you study that passage of scripture, you will find out that the word of the Lord began to come to Samuel. But Samuel was not yet trained as to how to hear that voice. So God, in his wisdom, when he appeared to Samuel, he spoke to him. Now watch this. In the voice of Eli, his father. Because Samuel was laying down upon his bed, and when he heard the voice, he ran to Eli and he said, "Did you call me?" Samuel said, "No." He went, sent him back. He heard that voice again and he ran back and said, Eli, my father, you called? No. Eli said, "No." You listening? But when he came back the next time, Eli recognized what? That God was talking to him. Now watch this. If he didn't follow instructions this time, he would have missed it.
Yes,
Because Eli said, this time, when you hear God's voice, you say to him, your servant, hear your voice. You listening?
Yes, sir.
You listening?
Yes, sir.
See, you can only respond to what you're hearing. Y'all got it?
Yes, sir.
You can only respond. And the most important thing to God's people, Jesus said what? My sheep hear my voice. And the voice of a stranger, they will not what? Follow. That's St. John chapter 10. You read it all the way on down to the 27th verse. But the voice, see, in St. John chapter number 16, I don't have time to go to all of these passages, but you need to read them. You see, the Holy Spirit is responsible for showing us and presenting to us things that he hears from the Father and the Son. In the 12th verse of that opening, he say, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you're not ready. You listening? See, sometimes God can't speak to us because we are not ready what? To hear. I'll put it another way. We're not ready to hearken. Hearkening means I'm listening with the intent to do. You listening? But then Jesus went on farther to say, how be it when he, the Spirit of truth, is come? He will lead and he will guide you into all of what? The truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he hear, that shall he speak. You listening? And then he talks about he shall what? Receive the things of the Father and show it unto us. He went on to say all things that the Father had belonged to us. But you won't know if you're not listening. You listening to me?
Yes, sir.
It is so important to know the voice of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit speaks in several ways. Number one, there's a still small voice.
Yes, sir.
A still what?
Small.
Now, you ready for this? If you're going to hear the still small voice, you got to get quiet. You can't function heavily in the flesh realm and tap into the spirit realm. You listening? Actually, you have to train your spirit. You listening? You have to train yourself, train your spirit to be able to listen no matter where you are. You listening? But you got to hear that still small voice. But then the Holy Spirit, when he really wants to nudge you, speaks to you in a more authoritative voice. Are you listening? And you have to recognize the voice of the Father, the voice of the Son, which is the voice of the Holy Spirit. Why? Because the Holy Spirit does not speak on his own accord. He speaks what he hears. Did you hear that?
Yes, sir.
He speaks what he hears. Go ahead, daughter.
Eli had to train Samuel.
To discern the voices.
If you don't discern the voice
of your apostolic father,
you
will not be able
to discern the voice of the Spirit.
See, many people try to bypass him whom God had sent. But you see, God has protocol. You listening? God said, if you don't receive who I send you, then you're not receiving me. You listening? That's reality. You cannot bypass who God sends and go directly to him, ignoring his divine order. The divine order of God is due. You got it?
Yes.
Go ahead, daughter.
God is sending apostolic fathers
to go into the crowds
and
to bring out the boy
who has those five loaves,
who have those five loaves
and
two small fishes, one translation say.
What he has in his hands.
What the little boy has in his hands.
Will never multiply.
Notice this, will never multiply
as
as long as he is in the crowd. See, that's why money cometh came to take you out of the crowd and the traffic. You listening? Did you hear me? Money cometh, listen what I said, came to take us out of the crowd. But it came through a prophet. You listening? Who is now an apostolic father. And the reason why God established this school is so we can recognize when that anointing fall upon him. You listening? That same anointing that falls upon him in the school of ministry is the same anointing that visited him in the car when he got the words money coming. You listening? For he was only able to speak out from his innermost being what the Holy Spirit was hearing to impart to him. That's why those words are not of the flesh. They're words of the Spirit, which came from the Father and the Son. Go ahead, daughter.
That boy will never reach his full
potential. Now notice, that boy will never reach his full potential in God.
He could spend the rest of his
life. He could spend the rest of his life.
Awed by the sense
of meeting the needs of the multitude
without knowing how to meet it. Someone must find this boy.
Someone must find this little boy
and teach him how to release what he has.
And teach him, train him how to, watch the phrase, release what he have
into the hands
of an apostolic father
who can lead him into an acceleration
and multiplication
of resources and grace.
In other words, without that little boy being properly connected to his apostolic father, the unique gifts that God has placed in him can never be released to their full potential because he haven't released himself to his father to be trained. The purpose of a father is to impart to you the grace that's upon him. So many sons and daughters miss out because they despise the voice of their father. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
The prophecy gift
sets the flow of the Holy Spirit's river
for
all of the other gifts to flow through. So in other words, the speaking gifts. You listening? Gifts that what? Say something. They are responsible for the prophetic flow. You listening? Prophecy. You listening? Diverse kinds of tongues and interpretation of tongues. According to 1 Corinthians chapter number 12, you read those verses 1 through 11 because you will be going through those in this particular session. But the scriptures teach us that the speaking gifts sets the flow. Now you have prophecy. You understand? Prophecy is speaking forth in a known language. You listening? The message that God gives you. You listening? Diverse kinds of tongues and interpretation of tongues, which are of the same Holy Spirit. We're talking about gifts now. They are gifts of the Spirit according to 1 Corinthians 12, 4. You listening? You have gifts, you have administrations, and you have operations. You cannot operate in the gift of prophecy, you listening? Unless you do it by the Holy Spirit. You don't prophesy on your own, you need him. They are his gifts. You listening? The scriptures teach us that the gifts of the Spirit is as the Spirit wills. You listening? You listening? Then gifts, you have to have an administrator. What is an administrator? One who's overseeing. Hello. So the Bible says there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And then there are diversities of operation, but the same God, which what? Work it all in all. You listening? So you have gifts, you have administrations, and you have operations. Well, what are the operations? The inner working. The inner workings of who? The Father. You listening? See, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit always function as one. You listening?
Yes, sir.
There's no competition. It's just a divine flow.
Amen.
You listening?
Yes,
go ahead, daughter.
The revelation and power gifts.
The revelation and the power gifts.
Become more effective.
They become more effective.
When they flow through the prophecy gate.
When they flow through the prophecy gate.
Of inspired words
of the Spirit. Now, the revelational gifts are the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and the discerning of spirits. We will cover all of these in later chapters, but it is good for you to familiarize yourself with the three gifts that say something are the mouth gifts. Those are prophecy, diverse kinds of tongues, and interpretation of tongues. The revelational gifts have to deal with God revealing something. The word of wisdom, the word of knowledge. I didn't say a, I say the. It's specific.
Yes, sir.
The word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and the discerning of spirits. And then when God needs to get something done, he goes into the realm of power gifts, special faith, gifts of healings, working of miracles. Those are the power gifts that display what God wants to do. And then the scriptures is bold enough to say to us who are present here this evening, you listening?
Yes, sir.
But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal.
Yes, sir.
So in this class, it is our intent and purpose to impart unto you a desire for spiritual gifts.
Amen.
You can't function in what you don't desire. If something belongs to you, you need to have a desire for it. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter number 14, he say, desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you prophesy. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Go ahead, daughter.
The stronger the prophetic flow,
the stronger the impact
of the other six gifts.
So the prophetic flows, the speaking gifts, right? Prophecy, diverse kinds of tongues, and interpretation of tongues. Now you know that diverse kinds of tongues and the interpretation of tongues is equivalent to prophecy. You listening?
Yes,
so if prophecy is a silver dime, then diverse kinds of tongues is a nickel, and the interpretation of tongues is the other nickel. You listening?
Yes,
I didn't say translation of tongues. I say interpretation.
Yes.
You listening? You have diverse kinds, many types of utterances, but it is interpreting what the Spirit is saying, not translating. This is not like, you know, you go to, you're an English speaking individual, you go to a Spanish student from Puerto Rico up in here, and they translate what you're saying. No, this is not translation. This is interpreting what the Spirit is saying to the church. You listening? Go ahead. The discerning of spirits
is a must for all of those
who want to minister in the Spirit
and in the
supernatural.
All apostolic believers.
Now, apostle says this, and I need to repeat it. You cannot build properly in the realm of the Spirit without functioning full force in the discerning of spirits. He said, especially in the day that we're living in now, all of us, apostolic believers, fathers ought to train what? Sons and daughters. How? What do they train them? To function as they function.
Yes, sir.
You understand that? They're not trying to be bigger than you. Jesus said, me and my Father are. Me and my Father are. Then why, when God give you a spiritual father, you try to separate yourself from him? Thank you for your enthusiasm. Go ahead.
All apostolic believers,
which include prayer warriors, intercessors, song leaders, and ministers of the word, need to move in the discerning of spirits accurately. Without this gift, you cannot build accurately into the realm of the spirit. This, see, building, oh my goodness, this is so good. You listening to me? Blueprints came out of the mind of a man or woman. You listening? Huh? They put down what was in the head. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Well, guess who is the great architect? God is. You listening? And guess who is God's blueprints? You didn't know that. We are. Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord have mercy. What y'all want? God wants blueprints.
Yes, sir.
That's where buildings come from. If you follow the blueprint, you'll come out exactly. And God is looking for people after his kind.
Yes, sir.
You listening?
Yes, sir.
So he sent blueprints.
Yes.
And you ready for this? In God's set of blueprints, it can only come out as he said. That's why there can be no deviation from what the word says.
Amen.
You must build it on the word.
Amen.
And the spirit. Go ahead, daughter.
The purpose of this class
is to teach you
and train you
to move in prophecy
with greater accuracy.
You can bring God's word. You can bring God's word to his people. Prophecy is not a show-off gift. Prophecy is not something that makes you spiritual. Oh, Lord, that ain't gonna make some of y'all too happy. Prophecy is a work of the Spirit. Are you listening? Caiaphas prophesied, and he was a priest. Look at y'all. Go ahead. You can bring God's word to his people
in the way
and,
manner,
and in the manner and in the spirit
in which
God wants you to bring it forth. Now, that is a very key to the success of ministry, because God have tailor-made your voice for people. No. Y'all see, what book y'all be reading? The people that come to you, you listening,
yes,
are attracted to you because they hear your voice. And when you hear your Father's voice, it's a calming factor.
Amen.
Good God. Go ahead, daughter.
Chapter 1,
the introduction.
A spiritual ignorance.
Ignorance is the state of fact.
Of
being ignorant.
A lack of knowledge.
Ignorant means that there's a lack of knowledge.
Learning.
There's a lack of learning.
And a lack of information.
And there is a lack of what? Information.
There is a need for clear teaching.
Now, there is a need for clear teaching.
And detailed workable knowledge. On spiritual gifts
or the 9 manifestations of the Spirit. Now, y'all know what 1 Corinthians 12:1 say. Brethren, I would not have you to be ignorant of what? Spiritual gifts. The church is ignorant of spiritual gifts. That's why she's lacking power. Because Jesus functioned in all 9 manifestations of the Holy Ghost. They were the secret to his ministry. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Jesus said, it is my Father in me. He does the work. I only speak the words. Now, if you know anything about creation, you're listening? The Bible says in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and, the earth was without form and void, and darkness covered the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And what? And God. You see it? You see it? The Spirit must move and you must speak. So when he says, don't be ignorant of spiritual gifts, that means the lack of knowledge concerning spiritual gifts is not because it's not out here. You listening? We reject it. Many denominational churches won't even accept the fact that you can speak in tongues today. Are you listening? That is the first entrance into the nine manifestations. Being filled with the Holy Ghost, here it goes, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. You're born, you're conceived of the Spirit, born of the Spirit, led by the Spirit, but there comes a point you must be filled with the Spirit. Go ahead. God cannot bless spiritual ignorance.
Spiritual ignorance is no bliss.
Spiritual ignorance is no bliss.
Spiritual ignorance can become a tool of the enemy.
Spiritual ignorance can become a tool of the enemy
to create frustration in our walk.
Confusion in our experiences. Confusion in
our experiences.
And to cripple our confidence and our faith.
Remedies for spiritual ignorance.
Now, there are remedies for spiritual ignorance. Number one,
revelation knowledge.
That's enough right there. Revelation knowledge. Jesus said in St. John 16, 13 through 18, you read it when you have a chance. You're listening. When it was revealed unto Peter, Jesus said, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Some say you're Jeremiah. Some say you're Elijah. Some say you're John the Baptist raised from the dead. Somebody say you're this. Somebody say you're that. Jesus said, okay, that's what they say. What do you say? And Peter, who was big mouth and boisterous, got many things wrong. But he got this one right. He said, I got it. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock, what rock? The rock of revelation. I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, somebody say, well, the gates of hell won't prevail against the church. Well, if you examine that real carefully, well, if the gates of hell won't prevail against the church, then why isn't the church prevailing? It's not prevail against the church. You ready for this? Satan cannot deal with an individual functioning in revelation knowledge. You listening to me? In order to function and flow with God, things of the Spirit must be revealed, peeled back, open. They already out here. You listening? They already out here. It takes the Holy Spirit to pull back the cover. It's there. But the Holy Spirit opens, reveals, make it known. And whatever he makes known belong to us.
Hallelujah.
And our children. Amen. Go ahead, daughter.
The whole kingdom of God.
The whole kingdom of God. The whole kingdom is built on revelation knowledge.
That which is revealed
unto us.
Through the Holy
Spirit. That which is revealed unto us by the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 2, 9 through 11. Y'all know what that say, huh? Y'all want to know what it say? But as it is written, notice what it says. I had not seen, nor have ear heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man, what? The things that God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. Here it comes. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. And he don't only just search them. The purpose for the Holy Spirit searching the deep things of God is to reveal them and to make them known unto us. We are only partakers of what's revealed to us. Nobody walking in all the books of the Bible. Unless you're going to take time to let God reveal it to you. That's why in this business, revelation knowledge is every day. And you never can exhaust it, because there are higher heights, deeper depths, greater lengths, and greater widths. Go ahead, daughter. God reveals to us by his Spirit. And the keys of the kingdom is revelation knowledge. You don't know why that man is a drunkard. Ask God for the key. You don't know why that woman on the corner is a prostitute. Ask God for the key. See, the problem is the church condemns. Jesus wants to give you keys that unlock. Go ahead. The second remedy is spiritual ignorance. It's apostolic teaching. The end time church will embrace an apostolic mantle of teaching. This mantle will help to update our experiences and bring the church into conformity to New Testament patterns and standards. The scriptural references are Acts 2:42, Acts 13:1-2, and Acts 20:20. You better read those. They may pop up. I didn't quote them, but they'll be on the test. Go ahead.
B.
B.
Other hindrances
to operating in the gifts of the Spirit.
Number one. Fear and snares.
Fear of men.
Fear of failure.
Fear of mistakes.
Fear of satanic influences.
Fear of poverty.
Fear of the future.
Fear. Fate's enemy and robber is fear. You listening? Fear is in your mind. Where is it? Fear is a part of your soul. Fear is a part of what? Your soul. Because fear comes from, you listening? The voice that's going on in your head. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. You listening? See, fear paralyzes you. You know, I played basketball. One of the things I enjoyed more than anything, give me the ball. At the end of the game, I'm down by one. Are you listening? 2 seconds left. And somebody got to take the shot. Now, most people are fearful because they don't want to be blamed for missing the shot and losing the game. You listen? That's why many people don't flow with God. They always fear. Fear keeps you focused on you and your ability. Hello? Fear and failure, all that stuff is all about you. It's not about God. You listening? It's about you and your reputation. So in order to get out of fear, you got to move into faith. Follow God's instruction. Go ahead, daughter.
Number two.
Intimidation. Stop being intimidated. Intimidated. See, that's one thing I love about Apostle. He said, listen, boys, when you minister for me, I'm with you. Well, there go the enemy. He done lost the grip on you because he going to make you think, man, what they thinking about what I'm saying. Go ahead, daughter. Intimidation is an act of continual harassment
until the person's wall of resistance
is broken
and he starts to belittle
and despise what he is
and what he has.
That's what intimidation do. Guess where intimidation is? In your head, in your soul. Go ahead.
Scripture reference Nehemiah
Scripture will reference Nehemiah chapter 4, where they were rebuilding the walls of the temple, but the enemy kept coming, so they had to have a Bible in one hand and a crowbar in the other. The Bible will fight off all them negative voices. You listening? And a crowbar to hit him in the head because they were talking to him. I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
C, types of ignorance.
Number one, ignorance, not knowing what to do
with what you have.
And number two,
not knowing how to get
what you do not have. That's two forms of ignorance. Are you listening? God said, don't be ignorant. You listening? Go ahead.
D. Gifts, love, or both.
First Corinthians teaches.
Gifts are not an option.
Gifts, did you hear that? Are not an option.
Even though we have love. Gifts are to flow through
the atmosphere
and the motivation of love.
It's not gifts versus love or love versus gifts.
Love is the motivation. The power is that
which brings the accomplishment
of what God desires in his love for us.
So God said, I don't only love you. I have the power to do something about any situation in your life to manifest my love in, to, and through you. Go ahead.
Benefits of the motivation of love.
Love is the chief motive for everything you do. All right? Not to be spiritual. Love. Go ahead.
Gifts flowing through love.
Make us functioning members
within the church.
F. The bridegroom's voice of love.
The spirit of prophecy.
Releases the testimony of Christ.
Directly to us.
Jesus is testifying to what God and he
are saying in the heavens.
About us. Well, we'll see you on next session. Be sure to read chapters, the preface, chapter 1 and chapter 2. And we'll see you on next evening. Enjoy a great evening.